How do we know the father keeps his daughter's wages? Rav Huna ben Rav said the pasuk of v'chiyimkor es bitei la'ama compares a daughter to a maid to teach that just as a maid's wages go to her master, so to a daughter's wages go to her father. Maybe it only applies to a ketana who the father has the right to sell, but not a naira. Mar says if a father couldn't keep the wages of a naira, he wouldn't be allowed to marry her off because that would prevent her from earning any money. It must be that the money would go to him anyway. Rav Chaya asked, maybe the father has to pay for her work stoppage when he marries her off, or maybe he has to marry her off at night when she's not working anyway, or maybe you can only marry her off on Shabbos and Yom Tov when she's not working anyway. Mar said, we learned that a father keeps the naira's earnings from the pasuk of Chiyim Koishos Bita the Amma, compares a daughter to an Amma. The pasuk can't be referring to a ketana because since he has the right to sell her, it's obviously he has the right to keep her wages. The pasuk therefore must be teaching regarding a naira. Mishnah said, Behaforas Nedareo. Mar explains, this is learned from the pasuk of Benureo Beis Avia. Makabalas Gita, the Mishnah said. Mar said, the pasuk compares divorce to Kedushin. This teaches that they're treated the same. Mishnah says, Braisa says, a father doesn't eat the produce of a daughter's property during her lifetime. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says that he does. Machlokes is that Tanakama holds that a husband is entitled to the produce so that he not refuse to redeem her if she's ever captured. However, a father will never hold back from doing so anyway, so therefore he's not given the right to her produce. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, holds that a father might refuse to redeem his daughter if she has her own money anyway, and therefore we say that he says that he's entitled to her produce from her fields so that he should redeem her if the need should arise. The Mishnah said, Niseis, yes, or love abal, shehu aichel v'chulu. A braisa says, if a father gave his daughter movable property to take into her marriage, and the girl died before the nisuin, the husband does not get to keep these items. In the name of Nosson, it was said that he does get to keep these items. In fact, maybe we can say machloikis is actually the same machloikis as machloikis between Rabbi Lozman and Zion and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, where the Rabbanan say that a woman who is divorced or widowed, even from the Erisin, collects a full ksuba, and even any additional amounts as well, meaning above the 100, 200 amount Messiah of the basic suba that were promised. And Rabbi Lozman Azari says she only gets the entire amount if she already entered into the suin. But if she had not yet done so, she's only entitled to the basic mono or Messiah of the suba. Maybe we could say that Rabbi Nosson holds like the Rabbanon and the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Lozman Azari. The Mara says no, maybe that they both hold like Rabbi Lozman Azari. And the reason of Rabbi Nosson is that a father gave those items simply out of the happiness for having made the shidduch, a relationship with the husband's family. Since the relationship was made, even though the suin never happened, he gets to keep the property based on that. Mishnah said that a husband is chayim zonisel v'chula. Bryce says the Rabban instituted a husband must support his wife in return for getting her earnings, and he must pay for her burial in return for inheriting the items in her ksuba. Therefore, he eats the produce of his wife's property. So, in fact, the Mara, who mentioned anything about the produce of the wife's property at the Bryce also puts that in at the end? The Mara says the Bryce is missing a phrase and just say that they also instituted that he must ransom her in return for eating the produce of her property. In fact, Mar, what's the term of what does it mean? Therefore, in the Braisa, therefore, Marcy explains like this: we would think that maybe we shouldn't allow him to eat the produce, but should rather have him save the produce to use in case she needs to ransom her. The Braisa teaches that we let him eat it because in that way, even if the accumulated produce would not have been enough to ransom her, he'll do so anyway and use his own money. In fact, maybe the reasons given in the Braisa should be reversed. Who says that that her earnings are for her wage, are for her support, and her inheriting is for her kfura, etc.? Maybe it's the other way around. Abaya said they instituted a common source of funds for a common need of the wife, and a less common source of funds for a less common need of the wife. Therefore, it makes sense the way the Braisa has it laid out. Rava said the Tana of the following Braisa holds that the obligation to support a wife is actually minat Torah. The Braisa says the pasuk says that a husband has to give his wife shit. Eira, which means support, kesusa means clothing, and oinasa, which means bia. Rabbi Lazar says she'eira means bia, kesusa means clothing, and oinasa means support. Well, based on psukim, why they see each word means this thing. Rabbi Yaakov says she'eira kesusa means age appropriate clothing, and kesusa oinasa means seasonal appropriate clothing. Rabbi Yosef taught a braisa that she'eira means that he has to have bia with her without any clothing. This supports Rav Huna, who says that if one says he'll only have bia with his wife while they're wearing clothing, he must divorce her and must give her ksuba.